This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
To Willard and Dibs.
What is your favorite or the best play on words using your last name that you've heard?
That ball got Schmidt on.
Oh! On 95.7 The Game.
Yep. We did enjoy that. He doesn't Schmidt on enough balls.
No.
At least not yet.
If
at
he did, they yet. Might still be playing.
He might be. They might be. What about this? Thanks, Guapi. Guapi just texted in on the Comcast business text line. Why is it okay that Buster doesn't get Soto, but everyone held that against Farhan?
Well, Buster hasn't not gotten Soto yet. He's been on the job for 4 days.
That's right.
So when he doesn't get Soto, then we can judge it based on a couple things. One, the results. Either you get the player or you don't get the player. And the other one is the perception. Because for me, the perception was always that we're in on Judge. We're in on Correa. We're in on Shohei Ohtani. And I know that he never really said those words, but perception is reality. And the perception was that they were, quote, in on these players. And in fact, Aaron Judge, in my opinion, played Farhan Zaidi in the Giants front office. And you and I have a disagreement about that. He came to town, he danced around and dragged them around by their nose, and then he went back to New York and signed and became a Yankee. I feel like he played them, he clowned the Giants front office.
Such an odd take. Like, I respect you, you know that.
I know you do.
No, but if somebody got played, the only factual thing you could say there is the team that signed him got played. The Giants lost nothing.
Like the Giants lost, in other words, in the court of public opinion, they lost face.
But that's public opinion. That's not getting played. Like, the team that gets played is the team that suddenly blinks at the last moment and spends a bunch more money that they weren't planning to spend because you bought the idea that Aaron was ever going to play for the Giants in the first place. The Giants, at worst, were a pawn in a game that Aaron played along with his agent. And I would argue that most teams, even if you told them ahead of time, hey, dude, we're going to use you as a pawn, and it's just going to drive up the price on one of your counterparts, they'd be like, fine.
Pawn it up.
No, but what does that... You don't lose anything for that.
You do.
I don't think you do. If fans
lose respect in the eyes of your fans. And I'm not alone saying this.
You're not alone, but that's silly.
I don't think it's silly at all.
And that's what Guapi's getting at. Like, there's no respect lost for a lifetime Yankee choosing to stay a Yankee, but you tried to get him.
That's literally being lost is where you sit outside his hotel and then he walks out and shows himself and then goes back in and you're sitting there waiting for him and you get played.
You would have the Giants. You would rather they call Aaron, who's like, his agent goes, hey, Farhan, we'd love to have a meeting. Aaron is from Northern California. He grew up a Giants fan. He loves him some Rich Aurelia, and he would love to meet with the Giants. You would have Farhan go,
wrong.
Get out of here. We're not hosting you.
Wrong. I would say.
So you would have them do what?
Do it somewhere where nobody finds out in private, as opposed to you do it at the St. Regis.
The guy's got to sleep. He's got to go to a hotel.
You go somewhere.
What are you
going to
do?
Meet
what are you going to do? Get him a hostel?
Meet him in Vegas. Meet him somewhere outside of the public eye. You got played. It's like in high school where a girl really wants to date your best friend, and so she hangs out with you, and you're thinking, oh boy, I got a shot with her. All the while, she's just trying to get near you so she can get to your best friend. That's what it was.
There's a Luke Combs song where he talks about getting to go to prom with the prom queen, and it was because like the quarterback of the football team broke her heart last week. So he was, right?
Sounds like a country song.
He was the other guy. He was the other guy. And he's like, and it was great. He got to go to the prom with the prom queen.
But the Giants didn't get to go to the prom.
No, I understand that.
They got to sit with her at lunch.
I understand.
And buy her French fries.
Again, like everybody, if you think the Giants had a bunch of whatever all over their face, great. But they didn't lose anything. I don't think.
Yeah.
Now, to answer
the
question, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
The question that's asked, though, why did Farhan get held accountable for that and Buster isn't? A, what you said first, which is, well, Buster hasn't had a chance to not get held accountable.
Was that Monday he got hired?
Monday hired, Tuesday introduced.
Okay.
The presser was Tuesday.
And today's Friday.
It's Friday.
And I don't believe that Juan Soto is yet available to be wooed.
I'm pretty sure free agency hasn't started yet.
I'm pretty sure he's playing tomorrow.
He should have a game, yes.
Yeah,
he should have a game. So anyway, yes, there's that part. But let me also throw in something to give a little credence to this. Yes, timing in life is everything. And if you think that Buster is going to be held to the same standard as Farhan, you're wrong. Like, you guys are, like, Guapi, you're absolutely right, but let me throw two caveats at you. Number one, yes, Buster is going to be given a way different ramp up or avenue that Farhan wasn't given for two reasons. One, he's Buster, and everybody love him. Okay, that's number one. Number two, he doesn't have a tough act to follow. Farhan is following a dynasty and Bruce Bochy. Buster is following Farhan. And the second part of it is, I think the fan base has changed. We 3 years ago, 2 years ago, my God, get us a star. Free agency, you gotta. And it's been miss to the point where now I don't think Giants fans even want them to call Juan Soto. Because most Giants fans I talk to are like, don't take us on that ride. That's a bunch of bull. You're not getting Juan Soto. You can hear how different I am in talking about Soto versus the way I was with Harper or Judge or even Otani. I didn't think, quote unquote, they would get those guys, but I thought their chances were realistic. I don't now. And so if Buster wants, like, sure, call him. Great. Have a meeting. I don't think Juan Soto, there's zero piece of me that thinks Juan Soto is coming. So therefore, why would I get mad at Buster when he doesn't?
Yeah. That's fair, and I would add Pete Alonso to that same list. I don't think that Pete Alonso's coming. And honestly, when I look at the Giants, I would much rather have them get four or five good players as opposed to chase one star.
Yeah, they probably will.
Because that's what you need. You need a first baseman, you need a right fielder, you need
shortstop.
A second baseman and
shortstop.
Or a shortstop, depending on what you're going to do there. And you need a DH, and you probably need one more really good pitcher. You've got a great pitcher in Logan Webb. Assuming Snell leaves, you've got a great pitcher, two really good pitchers, and then question marks. So you probably need five excellent players, and then you can address the bullpen after that.
Sure, and I mean, some of it can come from the farm, too. You know, there might be a few players that are ready. I agree with your spot there. Like, the most likely free agent to be a Giant next year is probably Ha-Sung Kim.
Or that's someone of that likely, level, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I don't think we're in a spot, at least I'm not. I'm not in a spot where I'm like, must have star. Must have star.
Yeah, no.
No, must have good team. Do you want to know what I think actually is the most embarrassing thing for the Giants right now? It's not that they missed out on Judge. It's not Ohtani, and it's not the fact Juan Soto. It's none of that. You want to know what the most embarrassing thing is for the Giants? Watching Padre games. Look at that environment.
It's pretty fun. It's what it used to be here 10 years ago.
That's San Diego. That's a town that has been told my whole lifetime, you're not a real sports town. I mean, it's even more embarrassing for Dean Spanos, to be honest with you. The Chargers left that. They left that so that they could go to SoFi Stadium and never play another home game again. That's that fan base when you actually give them something to chew on. And I have never, I'm about to say what is the most embarrassing thing for the Giants organization in the last 40 years. I have never been jealous of the Padres until now.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's what stinks. They have created, I mean, look at the environment at Petco Park.
It's awesome.
It's unbelievable.
Park is great. The team is great. They're exciting. They pitch, they hit, they run, they win. That's what the Giants should aspire to. Not the Dodgers. You should aspire to the Padres.
Yep. Yeah.
Joe Musgrove out, by the way, Tommy John surgery.
Not great.
No.
Because I'm a Padre fan for the next week and a half.
Everybody
like,
is, yeah.
Like you've never seen before. Let's go. Let's go, Padre.
It's going to be a fun weekend. Tomorrow, four games. You got a Cal game. Yeah. You got a Stanford game
it's a
at night.
Weekend.
You got four baseball games. I mean, forget Sunday, which is always awesome.
Yeah,
but
Niners are home.
Tomorrow is going to be amazing with four baseball games, a Cal and a Stanford. It's a game. It's chock full of excitement.
Yep, yep. The whole weekend is fantastic for sure. Right, hey, should we, at this point, why don't we, let's do it coming up next, right? We were going to play this call from the Mets game last night, the Pete Alonso home run, which somewhat objectively, it's being talked about in a lot of circles as one of the great, at least recent, radio calls of a play in any sport.
It's perfection.
It's nailed.
It's 100 out of 100. I've heard it about 4 different times, and I've listened to it as an excited fan. Not that I'm a Mets fan, and I clearly was rooting against you yesterday. I'll admit it. Go Mets. I'm back on board. But just as a former play-by-play announcer and a radio aficionado, when you hear the call, it is perfection. I can't wait to play it.
Howie Rose.
Thank you.
Right?
Got to be twice.
Howie Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a man, but it's not Howie Roseman.
No, it's not.
It's Howie Rose.
And it's not Pete Rose.
No.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Too soon.
Not really.
You're right.
Yeah. You can say rest in peace like right away, right?
Yeah, but
like right away. Like yeah. within the first minute of finding out.
Just do me a favor and never say thoughts and prayers.
That
hits different.
It's true. Well.
Thank you. I didn't mean to go there, but I had to. Howie Rose.
I think it's fair. Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. It's too bad that phrase has been canceled.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers to the expression thoughts and prayers.
There you go. That's well said.
Perfect. Stupid.
All right, if you haven't heard it, you're going to want to hear it. Okay? Dibs says it's 100. Out of 100.
Perfection.
There we go. We're sponsored by Robert Half. That's coming up next. It's Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Williams sets. Here's the pitch. Swing on a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Freeland back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps as fast as he rounds second. It's a three-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout. Alonso on his way to home plate. They're waiting for him. He hits the plate. He is first congratulated by Nimmo. Hugged by Lindor. There are a dozen Mets waiting for him outside the dugout. Pete Alonso keeps this fairy tale season going with the fairy tale swing of his career. 3-2 New York.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Do you know how hard it is to get chills?
Dude, goosebumps.
For a call that's not even for your team? I mean, Ken, I love you. Yeah. I don't give a rip who wins that game.
Man.
I don't give a rip. I kind of like the Mets. I've heard of more of them. You know what I mean? The Brewers every year, you bet on someone on Prize Picks and you didn't even know who it was.
What's his face? The Brewers cleanup hitter.
Adamas.
Thank you.
Willie Adamas. He might be the Giants shortstop next year.
He won't.
Free agent.
Yeah. I just needed one more hit from Adamas and I would have hit my Prize Picks. And so I didn't really care about the outcome of the result. But Ken, what you did right there was radio magic.
Yep.
He went to the Hans Zimmer concert last night, which tells me that Ken secretly is about 61 years old.
Ken is a man of many faces and has a lot of friends in low places.
And I didn't know that a composer like Hans Zimmer would have a concert, and I don't even know what that concert would be like, but what you just did there with the play-by-play call backed up by the Dark Knight sound, the composition from Hans Zimmer, that was radio gold right there. That was awesome.
I have questions.
I have so many questions. Does Hans Zimmer go up there and just press play on a recording?
Listen, hold on a sec, though. Ken, are you married?
Yes.
You are. Okay. And did you go to this this situation last night with your spouse?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
How old are your grandkids? I mean, seriously.
Okay. So that's a great question.
He's 33 going on 80.
Oh.
Yeah. So
seriously, thank you, priest.
What I want to know is what happened in your mind and what conversation came up when you knew you had these tickets. And then the Mets lose game two, and you know that you're someone who both would wear a Mets uniform to work.
Multiple days.
But also, in an elimination playoff game, you would, instead of watching that game, go to a Hans Zimmer concert during the game. What, when you knew that those two things were happening at the same time, I'm going to imagine that you spent somewhere between, what, $1,000 and $2,000 on these tickets or whatever.
Actually, they weren't that
all
expensive.
Right. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but, like, they weren't cheap.
No.
Okay.
Good seats, too.
Let's see.
Thanks to my wife.
Whoop.
I mean,
so you know,
I have
your,
so many questions.
Your wife is not going to be like, sure, I'll take someone else. Did this even cross your mind when you knew of the conflict?
You know, I thought about it because, especially with the state which I left you guys, because it was literally right after the show is when I had to go, you know, run over there. I podcasted everything. I left Lucas. It was the top of the ninth. 2-0. We're down.
For the love of God.
And I, in shame, I was wearing a Mets hoodie yesterday. I, in shame, took it off and left it here in the studio because I'm like, I can't walk out wearing this thing. It was just too much. But at one point, I'm like, I don't even want to go to this thing. I mean, right. We had tickets for months.
Yeah, did you buy these?
Yeah, like months ago. Right. Months ago.
And
so,
because,
like,
it's playoffs, like, you.
Yeah, it just fell into our lap that way.
Yeah, you get a pass. Like, I always get mad at my parents have done this off and on throughout the years. You know what I mean? Like, famously, and I might be remembering this a little bit incorrect. I don't know if it was the catch. I don't think it was the catch, but it was a Niner Cowboys. Something. Playoffs, something. I was a kid, okay? My dad missed it. They got show tickets. I'm like, Mom, at what point when you're buying tickets did it not occur to you that in January, on Sundays, that's the playoffs? And the Niners didn't, like, sneak up on you. Whatever, they were good. They're winning most of their games. Don't, like, you get a pass because this is... I don't even know how to follow baseball playoffs. We got wild card rounds. The Mets weren't even supposed to be here.
Exactly.
They were, then they weren't, whatever. And you end up in a deciding game situation that the Mets were, what, a couple innings away from actually closing the series out in two games?
Two outs away.
Right. So that one's a pass. But just from me to you, take a look at the schedule
right
before you set your kid's birthday party. In the middle of Sunday night football when the Niners are playing the Cowboys, you knew about this.
Yeah, the other ones are weddings, where you get a wedding scheduled and
good
it
Lord.
Happens to be like the third Sunday in January, and it's like, that's going to be the NFC Championship game. It's going to be a no from me, dog.
I'm not kidding. And this is, I say this is a PSA, not to be selfish as one of the guests. It's for you. Don't you want your party, like,
yeah,
attended?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you want people paying attention?
I've been to one of those weddings where it's, you know, the wedding ends and it's like, oh, the reception, where the hell is everyone? And you look at the bar and there's like 57
totally.
Dudes all huddled around a TV. And
totally.
It's like, yeah, that's a rough one.
I went to a wedding in San Diego. Do you remember 1,000 years ago when the Yankees played the Padres? This is the only time Tony Gwynn went to the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy gets married in San Diego. In the middle of the World Series.
Oh,
now,
boy.
Who would have freaking thought that
no
the Padres
yeah.
were going to the World Series? You grow up in San Diego, you don't think that's going to happen. But that's when they set their wedding. Guess what? Half your guests were in the lobby the entire time.
Right.
Hope you had a good time. I hope you felt loved.
Yeah. The garter toss, the first ever garter toss where the thing just flutters
the
to ground. Nobody clamoring for it.
Oh,
even the
God.
Groom didn't, like, she had to take off her own garter.
Oh.
That's time now to remove the garter, and the groom is...
And...
Here's the tutu to Gwen.
Gone. Did you even have a conversation, or you just knew right out of the gate you needed to eat this one?
I was just going to be like, in my head, I'm like, I don't want to go to this thing. I'm defeated after this entire week. I don't want to do... But then, what the best part about it is the fact that they came back, and now I'm like... I get to go see some Hans Zimmer.
We're gonna party with Hans. Yeah.
Yeah. So now the Batman, the Dark Knight theme, Dune, Inception, all those scores that he did.
All the scores, and it's like he's the dude. Like
who? Hans?
Hans, all these
scores. He's done it all, man. He did The Lion King.
No, he's clearly great. I'm much more of a Hans Gruber guy.
Thank you.
I think he's
the glass.
Yeah, second rated Hans, if you ask me. I'm a Hans Gruber guy.
I would go Hans and Franz up there. If you want to do Mount Hans more.
I put them behind Zimmer. I just learned who Zimmer was about 4 hours ago.
I did the same.
He skyrocketed to my second
seat. Final question about you and Hans and the missus.
Final question from Dibs. I've got another one.
I've got probably three more.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is she equally invested in the Mets, or was she like, you need to knock it off because you're scaring me and the Uber driver?
She's not invested in the Mets at all. She's actually a low-key Dodger fan, but she's not really big. And she's a SoCal girl, so she makes sense, but she understands what she was getting into when she married me. Even in her vows, she said, listen, I will make sure to give you time to watch Mets games.
Now that you've introduced us to your spouse, don't ever bring her up again on this show. She is not welcome here. And
from there. You got to give her a pass.
I don't care. No.
She's from SoCal. She gets to be a Dodger fan.
And I get to not like you. That's the deal.
You don't like Ken's wife?
No. Man. I don't like people who root for the Dodgers. Like, I can be in the same room with them, but I'm going to give them the gas face.
Well, there's one person who roots for the Dodgers who you butter up and you kowtow to every single chance you get.
Who this?
Steve Kerr.
That's true, but I'm contractually obligated.
Wow, dude.
It's an obligation sensation.
That's a buck.
Steve knows. If I see him on the street, it's on.
I'd like to see that. I'm coming for you, Kerr.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah, like, no, they're all around me. You know this. My whole family's from down there.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like, we go to the summer picnic with the whole extended family, and we're the only Giants fans there. We're putting our dukes up every year. Oh, Tawny, blah, blah, blah. Get out of here. How many championships have you won? This is what happens at our family parties.
One and a half.
No, a half, a third. It's not even a half. They won a third of a championship.
You don't count 80?
No, like, I mean, if we go back a million years, no. Like, you get 25 years.
They get 88.
You get 25 years.
I love where you draw the line.
Ask where Grandy is. Have the Niners won a championship? No.
It's because he's a zygote.
Well, we got to... Dude, you about out of the demo, so we got to start talking to those people.
I am out of the demo, and you're about to be 50. So for Ken, he's never seen the Mets win, so the Mets have never won.
I've seen so many attempts.
Yeah. A lot of nice try, don't cry.
Give us the visual of what happened when you're staring at your phone. Were you wearing a suit? What were you wearing last night?
Oh, just a t-shirt and jeans.
Oh, wow.
The hoodie was back here at the office.
It's funny.
Shed that thing down 2-0.
Lovely Christy was talking about that last week when we went to go see Wicked, about the fact that nobody dresses up to go out to the shows anymore.
Yeah.
Like you used to. It used to be a thing. And it was actually pretty damn cute. We go to this show, and there's like an elderly couple behind us, and the dude is in a tux. I mean, like, they got tickets, and they started working on this 3 days ahead of time. And then
if you wear a tux, you've got a tux.
You've got a tux.
He didn't rent
the tux.
No, he's got his own tux.
But he put it on.
Damn right.
He started getting dressed at 2 p.m.
Tied his own bow tie.
Right?
And no clip on.
And he's sitting next to dudes in hoodies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, anyway.
Those days are over, sadly. Yeah,
and I get that this is different. This is a concert, but it's also kind of a schmancy one. It's not like you were going to a rock show or a rap concert.
Well, it was at the Oakland Arena, too, so I don't know how schmancy you can really call that.
Yeah, but I mean, this is an uppity type of a vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, we actually had a bomb scare, by the way.
Oh,
that was fun.
That's not
uppity. 2-hour delay.
2-hour delay?
Pretty much.
Final question for me,
so
and I'll have two more.
So you could have watched the whole Mets game and get plenty of on time.
So when you go to see Hans Zimmer, is it... like him with a keyboard, or what's the setup? So is that it like was the a best 40-piece orchestra? What
yeah,
are we doing?
Dude, it's huge. They have like they're built like almost like a rafter sort of a thing. They had a bunch of opera singers at one point, different things for different pieces. But yeah, he was playing almost every instrument, mainly piano.
What did you say, director of sports? Turn your mic on if you're going to talk.
Still talking about Hans Zimmer?
Oh, gosh.
We could spend a half an hour on Michael Penix Jr. Yeah. if you'd like.
If we were talking about famous USC football players, your tongue would be out and you'd be staring at us.
I would like it, but I know that no one else really cares. How about Haagen-Dazs? That's my favorite Hans.
It's not even a Hans.
I don't even know what to do with him.
I don't know what to do with him either.
Yeah.
This would be a good time for us to promote our next guest as a way to pivot. That's when you play the crickets, Ken. That's when you play the crickets.
Whoops.
Anyway, Don Zimmer or Hans Zimmer? Who's the greater Zimmer? 888-957-9570.
It's definitely Don. It's definitely Don. If you've never watched Don Zimmer send someone home from third base, you haven't lived yet.
Hans Zimmer's got Golden Globes and Academy Award nominees. He's got a Grammy.
Does he have a nickname?
Hans Zimmer?
Yeah.
Probably Hansi.
Yeah.
I would guess.
Don Zimmer's Popeye, and he did. He looked like he had a pipe hanging out the side of his mouth.
Rest in peace.
And he was sending people home from third, and he looked like he's about 4'3". There's absolutely nothing better than that man. All right. Well, what about this? What about this? In honor of Ken, and not so much his wife, and the fact that the New York Mets had one of the great moments in their history yesterday, and in honor of the fact that game day is here for this big, big soiree tomorrow morning in Berkeley, I wanted to ask you this. What is your favorite sports-related event that you've ever attended?
It's a super, super deep and tough question because I've got a number of different answers, but the one that always comes to mind is not so much about an event like yesterday where, you know, something happens dramatic and unexpected and it's like, oh my God, wow! That just happened. There's been some of those that I've been to, but for me, the one that I always hold on to so dearly is the 2010 Kentucky Derby.
Ooh.
Because I went with my father and my two brothers.
Which horse was that?
That was Super Saver.
Okay.
Calvin Bo-Rail, as we call him.
Calvin Bo-Rail.
It's Calvin Borrell, but he liked the rail, so we called him Calvin Bo-Rail, and he came through late on the rail to win the Derby. Mostly toothless and kind of a backwater, backcountry jockey. Not the greatest jockey, but fearless in his own right. The fact that I was there with my late father, and it was not on his bucket list because he's from a day and age where there was no such thing as a bucket list.
Okay.
You shut your mouth and you worked 55 years and then you died like any other good person would.
Yep.
There was no bucket list and dreams. You got up, you shut your mouth, you worked 10 hours.
Dreams, I love the way you said it. No dreams.
Dreams.
Get your butt in the car and we're going. Where are we going? The store.
Exactly.
That's your vacation this year. You're going to Safeway.
Dude, Merry Christmas. Here's a punch in the arm. You know what I mean? Here's a pack of smokes, you know? Smoke up, Johnny. That's from the era that he came from, so... This man only took 1 week of vacation a year, and he would go to the Humboldt County Fair and go to the races. He loved the horse races. So when I, 2010, I had a chance through Sam Spear, rest in peace, who was the OG from Golden Gate Fields. He hooked me up with a line to get tickets. I got tickets. We went to the Derby. And so that day, that race, that memory is the one that I always will hold most dear as a special moment in my sports life.
It's a good one. That's a good one.
It's good, but it didn't have that same... And I'm trying to think of one that had that whiz-bang, oh my God. Well, like, from last night, if you're at that game as a Met fan in Milwaukee, and you're down to your final two outs, and you're thinking, God, we have two hits. Entering the ninth, it was two hits from your plucky little leadoff hitter, and you're getting dominated, and you're about to lose again. You're the Mets. You never win. And then the Alonso thing happens. Like, Ken will forever remember being in an Uber... on the way to see Hans Zimmer in Oakland. Are the moments.
Well, I was at the Bay Area reverse moment of that.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah.
You were, I know.
I was. I was at the game that Angels fans will remember forever as Rally the greatest
monkey.
Thing that ever happened to them. You know whatever? The part of the story that people don't know, and this is 0-2, game 6, Giants are up 5-0, need 8 more outs, they lose.
And you're there in Anaheim.
I'm there. with a credential. So, in other words, and actually, maybe this was the universe protecting me, but I would have been unprofessional when this thing ended. I had a credential. I'm going into the locker room in what was going to be the Giants' first ever San Francisco Giants champagne shower, and I'm going to be in there. And you think I am going to be able to handle that? What was I? 27 years old? You think I'm going to be able to handle that? I'm stealing stuff. I'm stealing things. I am stealing a champagne bottle without a doubt.
You're hugging people. You're guzzling champagne.
No doubt. I'm pouring champagne on Giants. I am acting like I'm a Giant if I end up in that thing. Can you imagine? Ken, can you imagine if you were in the Mets clubhouse last night with a credential?
I'm getting absolutely obliterated.
What are you doing?
There.
Like, how
probably
do you...
bear hugging Pete Alonso.
Right, right. And I'm actually, at the time, I'm performing for an LA media outlet. They don't care what happened with the Giants. They probably would have been like, get your butt over the Angels locker room and get the disappointing interviews.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going.
Get me Spezia. Get me Lackey.
Go talk to Percival. He gave up a home. I'm not doing it.
There's also always an opposite side. I don't know if you saw last night. There were images and video of them hauling the champagne out of the Brewers.
Out. Oh, my gosh.
Always.
It's like, where
did
those...
leading the ninth.
And they tear the plastic off the lockers. Yeah. It's a whole process.
It's kind of, and like the T-shirts and the hats that they make for the players that then aren't true anymore.
They wind up overseas.
They wind up overseas, I know. Yeah. Although I don't know if you make T-shirts and hats for winning in the first round.
We won the wild card. Maybe you get a tank top.
But like, remember when Joe Carter hit a walk-off homer in the World Series?
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Where did those hats and T-shirts go? I don't even remember who they were playing. Are they playing the Phillies? Who are they playing? Is that right? I feel like they were playing the Phillies. I don't know, though. Anyway, Joe Carter for the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
And he hit the home run to walk off.
Yeah, I gave you the call from Jack Buck. Go crazy, folks.
I don't think that's the Jack Buck call.
You don't think that's the go crazy, folks?
No, you're doing an Ozzie Smith home run.
Sorry.
Not Joe Carter.
Touch them all, Joe.
Yeah.
You'll never hit a bigger one in your life.
Exactly. But go crazy is when Ozzie Smith hit the home run.
Yeah, he did.
A home run by the Wizard. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My fault.
You're making something up.
Yeah. I'm trying. Trying here.
It was a great call, too, though.
The late Granny Jr.
Howie Rose type of a call. Anyway. I feel lucky enough to where, like, even that question we threw out there, I don't even know how to kind of, like, I don't know how to narrow it down. I don't know. I mean, and that doesn't mean that there are 20 of them, but there's, like, five that kind of pop to mind. And you know, maybe do you answer it in a local and a non-local? Like, what's your favorite Bay Area sports moment that you attended live?
Probably I would have to go to game one of the 2010 World Series as the, and again, it's, that wasn't so much a moment as it was a game, and it was the anticipation of the game. It was where I was and who I was with. I had the best seats in the house.
You did?
Bar none. I was in
where?
Right behind home plate in the front row of the top deck. And the thing about being right behind home plate in the front row of the top deck is that row is comprised of four seats. It's four seats and then the high home camera that shows you the high home camera
view.
Sure. So that row is only four seats. And in that row, it was me, my ex-wife, and my two kids, and also my sister, Hurricane Gail. So it was a classic 5-for-4 where my sister would sit there, and then I'd spend an inning, you know, going and getting beverages, and then I'd come back, and then my ex-wife would leave. And so we had a little bit of a 5-for-4 rotation because I had a credential, so I was able to get all five of us in.
Got it.
It was a 5-for-4. We had the row. It didn't start great, but then you thought about it. Nobody beats Cliff Lee. And so when Timmy was rough early, and then all of a sudden you got to Cliff, and you got to Cliff again, and then you got more of Cliff, and then he was gone, and then you kept on rolling, and then, you know, Steve Perry is singing Don't Stop Believing in the seventh, and
I've never, and
that was one of those ones where it was like, this is special.
Well, and you know that, and for those of you not lucky enough to have experienced this, you know that that was not only unbelievable in the building, I don't know that after the game wasn't even better. like to spill out of a stadium out onto the streets of San Francisco and encounter the party that we encountered and have the party to be welcomed the way that it was. In other words, police and all who are in charge just going, yep, it's all good. This is your city tonight. I don't know that we're ever going to see that again. You know, it's kind of like telling the old story of the tiger on the stage at San Mateo High School. Like, you right. go back to it, and this is only going back 14 years. But post-COVID and all this stuff, like, we're all too nervous now. There's too many rules now. I don't know if that'll ever happen again, where, like, police will just be like, no, cars, not you, not tonight. You wait, because we got 50,000 people coming out of this stadium, and they're all lit up, and this is their night. And that's the way it felt. I don't know if we'll ever experience something like that again.
Right. And, I mean, it's partly, too, because of, you know, what we have now from a societal standpoint, where when you get that many people together, it feels like a couple of people will ruin it for everyone through totally. Some sort of a this or some sort of a that. I mean, Ken's even talking about a bomb scare last night at Hans Zimmer, for crying out loud. We can't even have a Hans Zimmer without a two-hour delay for a bomb scare.
I mean,
can't do it.
Bomb scares have become so popular now that, yeah, people don't even know how to choose the right event to call in their fake bomb scare.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, come on, man. I mean, you got to call your local high school. All that happens is everybody's excited and they get the day off and they go to the beach. Nothing happens. Anyway, all right, let's circle back on it. The conversation we've been having over the next 3 years, you look at Buster Posey taking over, you look at the situation with Brock Purdy about to get a contract, you look at the supposed curtain falling on Steph Curry's career. Of those three teams, which front office has the toughest job over the next 3 years? We will continue to take your phone calls, 888-957-9570. That is the number. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. This is Weathered and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.